We had the battle of the war of attrition once again out there, and guys having to step up and play. And I think we went into the game with the most linebackers we went in for a while, but we quickly went without them. So, but again, it was nice job. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot with the penalty there on the fourth down, with the running the kicker. Then they make the first, but offense fought right back and went down and got a score. So it's a good day all around for our guys.
Probably the best team win in a while here, Coach.
Well, I think all three phases, had plays that made a difference, obviously, and our ability to control the returner that they have, who's such a good player, Kevin, a nice job today when we had to punt the football or putting the ball where we could get down and cover it and force, had balls on the boundary like we talked about all week, so that was great. And, obviously offensively with the long drives, didn't get touchdowns early in the game, but we had the long drives. And then defensively, the third downs were key and not allowing the big chunk plays, which were big. Just a yeoman's effort. Again, we go into the game and feeling pretty good where we are with Joe back, and didn't last long. So.
Look at the film. You got to feel good about what Westerman and Renner were able to
do. Yeah, I mean, I think, both guys, Chris missed the one trap play where Gio got clocked. But, I think all in all, those young guys went in there and battled their tails off, and Clint battled his butt off out there at tackle. So, we got to, feel good. They, it was a good week of practice and the energy and so forth. And it was great.
Marvin, what can you say just about how your guys responded after the last couple of weeks that felt demoralizing in a lot of ways? Responding this way today.
Well, we just, again, the last couple of weeks, we got on the bad end of some plays, and particularly early in the football game, we set ourselves back, and today we were able just to keep fighting, keep hanging in there, and they did a nice job, and that's what we got to do. We got one more opportunity to do that, and they'll answer the bell.
Flashback at all to last Christmas Eve when Randy went out there for the 51-yarder.
No, I didn't, but I appreciate you not bringing it up before he ran out there. Yeah, I mean, that was another one that we had won and then we lost, but today we were able to prevail. Anything else?
Marvin, you've given 15 years of your life to the Bengals organization. This is my first year covering the team. I'm looking for a little advice. If you were sitting in my chair right here, what would you be asking the head coach?
You might be bad luck. I don't know what you expect me to say to that. I thought, our guys came out today. I know it's been a year that hasn't been what any of us expected. But I think the people that hung in here and kept alive, and that's unfortunately what it is in the NFL. It's a year-to-year, day-to-day basis. And, we didn't have our season did not finish, or we were not done yet, but we didn't, our goal with the organization is to be world champions and have an opportunity to do that. We're not going to get there this year. And that's my job, is to get the team to win the Super Bowl. And we're short of that this year, so that's all I can say. There's nothing else. There's nothing in between as a coach. It's either you do or you don't. And this year we didn't.